What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
You're listening to Talk Radio WLOH. This is the Humane Society News Show, and this is Tina and
Corey.
How'd you like that, Corey?
That's just
typical the way things, right? No.
We want you to start laughing before we even get into it.
That's right. So. We want everybody to just smile when we come onto the air and they're tuned in to us, right?
It'd be dull and boring without it. So that's why we do it.
That's right. Very, very, very true.
On purpose or not.
Exactly. Corey Schoonover is the executive director over at the Fairfield Area Humane Society. And I hear myself. I'm Tina. And I'm here to just talk with Corey about the wonderful things that they've got going on over there. And I know we're going to get to events because you've got some events coming up. But first off, I want to ask about how your 4th of July went.
It went pretty well. I know it was stressful. And I think holidays are always stressful. But
really?
Obviously in town, it was a little more stressful with the power issues. And I know there was, you know, a lot of debate on, do you do 4th of July stuff? Do you not? I don't want to get into it, but we were in the parade and we enjoyed it and any opportunity for us to get out. And it was nice to see people, you know, and it's real hard when you're walking in the parade and everyone's yelling your name and you don't know which way it's coming from, but it was nice to see everyone and get some of our stuff out there that we're doing. So I had a good time.
I had fun too, of course. Yeah. For those of you who may not have made it over to the parade, I walked along with the float and we passed out flyers that mm-hmm. had the information about my other show, this show here, and about the raffle and stuff that you've got going on and events about the Humane Society.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I loved it. You know, it was my goal that day to try to put a smile on everybody's face that was there, because it was very hot and a lot, I'm sure, of people did not have electricity yet. They still had their power out.
Yeah.
And so it was about celebrating the birth of our nation. And I tried to keep that in our minds and keep, you know, happy 4th of July to everybody. So I just had a great time. I love doing things like that.
Yeah. I considered it a distraction. You know, a distraction from everything else that was going on. So,
yes,
you know, so I enjoyed it. I know we had dogs and kids on our float and mm-hmm. a little baby pool full of ice water. So I know that they all enjoyed it. And, you know, can't go wrong with being in the parade.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So I hope everybody enjoyed seeing us over there. So I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the pets and camping. I want to discuss that because I'm a camper, my husband and I, and mm-hmm. and we take our pets. First of all, you've got to make sure that you have a license for your dog and you have to be up to date on your rabies shots.
Yes, I can tell you the state parks mm-hmm. in particular mm-hmm. Are very up on that. You definitely need to make sure that you have that stuff.
Generally, it's no more than two dogs that you can take camping. Generally, now that could be from park to park, but I think that might be a rule of state parks as well. So it's just wise to check up on their website to make sure.
Yeah,
definitely some call of them.
We cheat a little bit. We do the cottage camping when we go, and some of the cottages you can't have pets, some you can't. So yeah,
true.
You definitely want to. Make sure it's no different than traveling with your pet anywhere else, hotels,
right.
whatnot. But you bring up a good point that we're going to talk about, and we'll kind of expand it from camping to just traveling with your pet in general or taking your dog anywhere, because, you know, that plays into a lot of calls that we get this time of year when it's hot.
Right. I know one of the things I wanted to suggest, and somebody had just shared this with me, and it wasn't in regard to camping, but it was something else. I think it was actually for their larger animals
mm-hmm.
that are out in the field and that are not domesticated animals. So more like farm animals. They mentioned that if you have a deep freeze, go and get a large bucket, fill it up with water and put it in the deep freeze. And then for your larger animals, of course, you would put it out and it would melt throughout the day.
Right.
Well, if you are going to go camping, I thought this would be something great for camping, freeze it. Or, you know, you could even, freeze, and some baggies hold water really, really well and have a baggie frozen and put little baggies full. I'm thinking packing for camping is what I'm thinking here, because you are usually limited on how much space that you have. Even if you have a camper, you still don't want to take a whole lot of ice with you and stuff. But put it in the cooler and make that take those packs of ice that you have for the dog. You could actually use it two ways. Put it in your cooler and then use the baggie and put it in their water dishes if the dog is going to be outside. Because of this heat, they really need to make sure they have cold water.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too, because people that leave their dogs outside, you know, and we, especially this past week with it being so hot, and we went on a lot of calls, and, you know, some people, they had water outside, but that's, the water gets warm really quick, and no one wants to be hot and drink warm water. That's why I laugh when I'm like, you know what, coffee sounds really good, but it's 100 degrees out, and I don't know if I want to drink warm, so... That's the general idea, and you really need to, I think, if you keep your animal outside or you know your neighbors do, they have to be a little better prepared. I went on a call the other day, and it was supposed to be the water dish, but it was just a little Tupperware thing, and the dog had knocked it over, you know, so if you're going to do that, they have to have plenty of water, plenty of shade, and you have to... you know, get something that they're not going to tip over.
Well, that, and some dogs like to chew them.
Yeah.
Those plastic things right up.
Yeah. We even do that in like our cat condos at the shelter. When we have a litter of kittens in them, we have to switch bowls to the non-flip bowls because otherwise they just completely knock them over and then they're without water. So that's a big thing that I've noticed in the past week on some of the calls I've went on is you might think you have your dog prepared, but you just... gonna kind of have to step it up a little bit because throwing a ice cream container or a coffee container with some water in it outside isn't gonna work.
No.
So
right. Yeah, you want to make sure that you take care of your pets, and especially in this extreme heat. If you're hot, they're definitely gonna be hot. If you're miserable outside, they're definitely gonna be miserable outside.
Yeah,
so.
We recommend bring them inside. You know, we don't want to see any dog tied outside or tied to a dog box, and it's not against the law, and it's not something we can enforce and say, hey, you must take your animal inside. But like you said, if you're uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable. Just, you know, let's use common sense and do the right thing.
And you know what? I just want to say too, it's same goes with your, within reason, your farm animals as well. Because there are some animals that may not be able to take the heat, especially if you have young ones that are out there. Just check on them, keep an eye on them. And if you are if you're a good farmer, you're going to do that anyway.
So, yeah. If your troughs are half full or always full, but they're in the baking sun, you really need to give it fresh water all the time.
And that's exactly where the whole bit came in with the ice cold bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make sure that it stays cool in there throughout the day, at least while you're gone or something. Because, boy, I'm telling you what, it's hot, 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 Corey.
Yeah. I want to talk about that, too, maybe when we come back from the break, about you being gone all day and you leave your animal outside. Because we get a lot of those, and I'll kind of explain what we can and can't do in that regards. And really, I talked to a couple at the beginning of the week about their dog, and they put it outside. They actually were talking to me about, well, we were talking about getting rid of the dog. And so we spent a lot of time talking about some different things about not keeping outside, what you do when you're gone from home, better alternatives than just letting them out on their own. So we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back.
I think that would be a great idea to definitely discuss that, because I don't believe we've touched on that topic before. You are listening to the Humane Society News Show with Tina and Corey on Talk Radio WOH. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when